his friends. The shoe should be a special schus for Rabbi Nirmi Rasi Sheyichu. Rosh Yudah ben Peshadina for the Nei Yisrael ben Aviv Elisha. But the bracha v'atzlacha v'chol matzei yideihem. We're going to be discussing the Ein of Bittel Schach Pasul Barov. Ein Bittel Pasul B'mitzvah. Psul B'mitzvah. Yesh Bo Mishum Ein Mevatlim Yisrael Lechatchila. As we will explain, this is based on the Sefer Moadim LeYisrael. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilin of Shulchan Aruch and Chosid Siman Yud Aleph Sif Aleph writes: Im Yachal Vatal Chutim Shenim Nitzvim Lushma To Chutim Shenim Lushma Loso BeBeged Ayn LeKaman Siman Tarchu VeEfshu Davi Davar Shemin Yud Chutay Tzitzis Nimni Kama BeNer Chanuka Siman Tav Reish Ayn Gimel. So Rabbi Kiva Eger has the following suffix. Let's say you have some threads of tzitzis that were not spun Lishma, and therefore they're pasul, and then they got mixed up with a rove of chutim that were spun lishma. So you're allowed to put them on your beged. Do we say that they're batal, and therefore you're makayim the mitzvah? So he sends you to a different siman, and then he says, maybe it's a davar shebeminyan, because chutim tzitzis are counted, and mimela davar shebeminyan isn't batal. There's no bittul. So we can explain that Rabbi Kiva Eger is asking, is it mutter lechatchila to be mevatel them in order to be told of them bebeget? So that was what we said in the title to the shir. Is it mutter? Normally we say mevatel neser lechatchila. You're not allowed to be mevatel iser. Maybe that's iser, but not paslus. Here we're talking about a pasla thread. So mevatel iser lechatchila, but paslus maybe yes. It could be that Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying that it's pashut, that it's mutter, that it's batal. The question is it mutter? Em yachal avatal chutim shenim nitvim lishma to chutim shenitvim lishma but losim bebeged. The shaila is this mutter? Because em avatal nisr lechatchila. But if it's misbatal, if you do it and if you put it in there, then it's batal. And then he brings a raya from Tafresh Chavav. What does he say there? That you're allowed to be mevatel on fe'ila mechuber b'shar tzchach kosher. You're allowed to be mevatel branches of a tree that are mechuber with tzchach kosher. So you see that it's mutter levatel lechatchila because you're being mevatel what's mechuber to kosher is tzchach. And you're doing it lechatchila. So you're allowed to be mevatel. So the Mordechi and the Aguda explain that by a mitzvah we don't say in mevatel mis lechatchila. Why by a mitzvah we not say in mevatel nis lechatchila? She'eino nene me'abitl. Because you're not being nana from the bittel. Why aren't you being nana? Because mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu. So that would explain why there's no problem with the schach of ein mevatel mitzvah lechatchila. Because mevatel lechatchila is that you're not allowed to be nana. But here you're not being nana. Because mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu. And so the Lefush holds that by mitzvah we don't say mevatel iser, why not? Because because we're not choshesh that you're going to do the whole thing with a psul. If you're mevatel iser, then maybe you're going to end up doing the whole thing by iser, and then that's no good. But when it comes to mitzvah, we're not choshesh you're going to do a mitzvah kulo bipsul in a disqualified way, in an incorrect way, in an invalid way, because you're not going to do your mitzvah b'aveira. That's another reason why we don't say mevatel nis lechatchila by mitzvahs. The Taz writes another reason: she'ein ze iser mitzad atzmo shel asuka leishev ba, ela shayoshev ba niyotzei dechovaso. The reason is because there's no iser in a sukkah to sit in such a sukkah. to sit in a pasul sukkah, there's no iser. Just if you sit in such a sukkah, you're not yotzei. Same if atle misal chatchila, but here we're not dealing with iser. You're just not yotzei, but there's no iser. So according to all these reasons, by tzitzis you're allowed to be mevatel. It's not considered hanah because it's a mitzvah. We're not choshesh you're going to do the whole thing bipsul because it's a mitzvah. It's not an iser to sit in such a sukkah. You're just not yotzei. To sotu, it's not an iser to wear such tzitzis. You're just not yotzei. Even though one can argue, no, that you are doing an iser. You're wearing a four-corner garment without proper tzitzis. There's another teretz given by the Mordechi. Why by mitzvahs we don't say why we don't say ein mevatel iser lechatchila, and you're allowed to be mevatel iser? Because by a sukkah we're talking about where you made it before Yom Tov, shelo yegi zman iser. When is the time of iser? When is the time that the critical time for the sukkah? Yom Tov, but here it's before Yom Tov. So when do we say mevatel iser lechatchila b'zman ha'iser? But here you're building the sukkah before Yom Tov. It's not zman ha'iser. It's before the zman. But lefi zeh on Yom Tov it would be aser, because that's the zman of the iser. That's the zman that's a chi of sukkah. So you're not allowed to be mevatel the pasul ischach and the kasher ischach. So according to that teretz, this is the zman of the chi of tzitzis. So you're not allowed to be mevatel the pasul threads with the kasher threads. Another way of understanding the suffix of Rabbi Akiva Eiger is not if it's mutter to be mevatel, but is the bittel effective? Is it effective to be mevatel the pasul chutim and the kasher chutim? Because we can say that bittel is only shayich to be mevatel if you're mevatel and iser, you remove the iser, but not to create dinim. Not to create a new din that these chutim should be chutim ksherim. All bittel does is it's mevatel. It's mevatel the iser, but it's not mechil. It doesn't create new dinim that these chutim should be considered lishma. And in that, Rabbi Kiva writes a raya from later on from Siman Tafresh Chavav that bittel is effective ba'anfei ilan, in the branches of a tree. The branches of a tree are batel and schach kasher. So what do you see? You see that the bittel gives this schach pasul a din of schach kasher. It doesn't have a shame schach, because it's connected to the ground. It has to be like Psolas Goran V'yekev, which is only Mechusar Asifo, Leglax is gathering, but not Tlisha, not plucking, like Rashi writes in Sukkah 9, Bidi Bermaschil Ha. So here we're talking about a case where it doesn't have a Shem Schach, but when it's Mizbatel, it gets the Shem Schach. So you see that Bittel is effective to be Mechel Dinim. It's Mamish like Tzitzah Shalol Lishma. So not only is it Bittel, but it becomes like it's the tzitzis were lishma, and now it's called, just like it's called tzchach kasher, it's called chutim sherim. In the Sefer Ginzei Mo'adim, there's a tshuva of Reb Shimon Shkop, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, with regard to matzah shelo lishma that was mixed in with matzah lishma, and he writes that ikar hu shegam bezeh shayich bittel. So there is bittel. In other words, it's considered matzah lishma. And then he references, that's really where everyone discusses, everyone cites and references and discusses, is the Onig Yomtiv. And he writes, this is Delo Ketshuvas Onig Yomtiv, who writes that Bittel isn't Shaykh. Because Reb Shimon learns that what's the Inyan of Bittel? The Chol Shem HaRov Al HaMiut. That the shame of the Rov is Chol on the Miut. So whatever the Rov is, that's what the Miut becomes. It gets that name. Like if you have a Kli in Maseches Kelim, Perakid Aleph, we learn this Mishnah. In our Shirim, Mishnah Yudalit, Mishnah Dalit. You have a Kli that's Mekzesu Men HaMatches, Mekzesu Men HaCheres, we go after the Rov. And the din of the miut will be whatever the din of the rov is. So it's called Al Shem HaRov. So here also, if you have miut matzis that are not lishma, and rov matzis that are lishma, so the miut matzis are also called lishma. So you see that bittel could be mechel dinam, and that's why he references Simatav Reish Chavav, to show you that the bittel works. In the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, Madura Sarad Grineman, Madura Vav Teches B'Tchilas Krach Gimel B'Simen Yedalad was asked Rabbi Kiva Eger, Al Chitim She'alu B'Mitzas Mitzas and Smachim V'Nitchnu V'Nizbatlu. So you have some grain that. Some wheat that became chametz stick, and then they were ground and they were misbatel. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says that the iser was misbatel. So don't worry about the iser. Don't worry about eating it on Pesach. But what about using it for matzah? No. In latzah is kazayis matzah. If shalatzaris the kazayis is mashin is batel. Mishum shal yedei bittel lakati loyefach lios matzah lishma, doesn't turn into matzah lishma. So he argues with Reb Shimon Shkab. And then he says, Hagabe atzmecha. Think about it. Do you think that if tzitzis shalol lishma gets mixed in with tzitzis lishma, are all the tzitzis kasher? No? So he says, Mamish fakir, that it's not meichel dinim. Bittel isn't meichel dinim chadashim. So we have Rabbi Kiveger in a tshuva, we have the Onig Yomtiv. That bittel doesn't create new dinim. And this is like the Chazon Ish and Maisris, Simen Yud Zayin, Sif Katan Vav, that in bittel is that it loses its chashivus through bittel barov. And Chazon Ish writes in Tyrus, Simen Aleph, Sif Katan Yud, the loylem lo mahani din bittel lahashivus amud bedinim aruba. Doesn't give it the din of the rov, that's, and he brings rayas, but again, Reb Shimon holds that it does have the shame of the rov. So what are they going to do with the Wasim and Tafresh Chavav? You can be Mevatel Anfe Ilan Mechuber B'Schach Kasher. So how does the Mechuber get a din of Schach Kasher? If Bittel isn't Mechel Dinim Chadashim, it doesn't create new dinim. So it would appear there would be Kiveger and the Onig Yomtiv will learn like the Svara of Reb Shimon, but not Legamre. That Reb Shimon holds that b'chol bittel shayich ladin sheyakar shem rov al amiut. That in every bittel, the rov is called al shem amiut. Like if you have a kli, whatever the rov is, that's going to make the din of the kli, create the din of the kli. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Onig, like we saw in the Maseches Kelim, Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Onig Yomtiv learn that that's only shayich if the rov and the miut are mishtatvim in the medavar echad. In other words, you want to give it. It has a shame kli, and both the cheres and the mateches give it a shame kli. So memela, whatever is going to be the rov, since they're mishtatif b'davar echad, whatever is going to be the rov is going to determine the nature of that kli. If we're going to call it a kli cheres, and the dinim of kli cheres are going to apply, or the dinim of kli matches and the dinim of kli matches are going to apply. That's if we're making a shame kli. And the same thing with schach. It's all considered one bundle of schach. So therefore we say, Rubo Kokulo, it's called schach kosher. Like we see in the Makor Adin, Shalachar Rabim Lahatos in the Torah. B'dayanim Shishayim Amru Chai V'echad Omer Pater. Tosis writes in Bava Kama, we've discussed this Tosis in the past, one of the most famous Tosis in Shas, that the Miut is Kamisha Eino. B'lachayin Eino Muchzak Yochal Loimar Kimli Ka Miut. The Miut is like it doesn't exist. And therefore, the Muchza can't say, oh, I like the miut of Dayanim. No. There is no miut. Reb Chaim explains, Allah Shatz Medin Ruba Kukulo. We say the psak of the Beis Din was Chayiv, and the Dayan that said Pater is Mizbatel, and he's Mashlim, he's also one of the Machayivim. You see, he goes after the Rov. So we see the whole Beis Din is one unit. So Rubo Kukula, the Miut, gets the shame of the Rov. And even though there's no Taroves, because the Dayan that patters is Nikola Atzmo, he's separate, he's recognizable. Nevertheless, he's Mizbatel to be considered like the Rov, and he's also Mashlin the Shear of the Beis Din of three. Because each Dayan independently doesn't have a Koach of Beis Din, it's one unit. And that's all when it comes to Kli, when it comes to Schachim, when it comes to a Beis Din. Mashenkein b'chutim, b'chitin, mitzumachos shenizbat l'tzitzis, if you're talking about wheat that became chametz stick and became batel, and tzitzis. It's talking about before Pesach. On Pesach, there's no bittel for chametz before Pesach. And tzitzis, that you have one thread that was not lishma, it became batel to the other threads. There, they're all individual. You have to look at each. The chita is looked at individually. And each chut is looked at individually. So here, you can't say rubo kakula. Of course, one can argue that no, it's also a unit. All the tzitzis are one unit. All the mats is one unit. It's all one shear. Akopanim. That's what one could possibly argue to make a chiluk. So if you're coming midin bittel, you can't be meichel dinam chadashim. If you're going midin rubo kukulo, so then the rov, even the miut is like the rov. Like you have by the schach. The miut schach has a din of the rov schach. Miut of dayanim has a din of the rov dayanim, because they're considered one unit. But by tzitzis, if you view each thread, again, you can argue that you don't view them individually because it's one unit of four threads. But if you see that, if you view each thread individually, then you can't say rubo kukulo, you can just say bittel barov. That this one thread is batel on the other threads, and bittel isn't meichel dinam chadashim. This we can understand also that Das HaTosis in Sukkah and Sukkah on Dav Tes Amid Beis is that Schach Pasol, that's Mizbatel Barov, is Mitzdareif to be Mashlim the Shir of Tzilsam Ruben Mechamsa. Whereas Tosis in Zvochim Ein Chesam and Aleph writes Bepshitos that Miut Heter, that was Mizbatel Barov Kizayis Noiser Opigal, that was Mizbatel Barov Iser, the Heter is not going to be transformed into Iser. And therefore, if you have in order to make a kizayis, you need the miyud heter. It's not going to work, because the miyud heter doesn't turn into isser, even though it's batel on the rov of the nosa or the pigel. So which one is it? Is it mashlim or is it not mashlim? The Chazanish and Tyrus that you referenced before, Siman Alf Sif Kut Yud, brings otherwise that the misbatel is not mashlim. So the answer is that generally the misbatel is not mashlim, like we have by the case of the pigal and the noser. What's misbatel is not mashlim the shear. But in sukkah it's different because it's here you're creating a shame schach. So therefore we say rubo kakula, shame arov is chol amimiyut, so to by dayanim. They need a shame based in. So to Rabbi Kiv Eger in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tzitzis, Siman Yud, Amagin Aram Sif Katan Hey, that have said, Rov Beged is Samer, and Miyud is leather, Rov is wool, and Miyud is leather, which is not Chayv and Tzitzis. It's Chayv and Tzitzis. Rabbi Kiv Eger writes, even if the leather is Mashlin the Shear, it's Chayv, because it's a Beged Shalim, Mashvinin Lekule Lechiyuv. Because it's Mitztarev, because it's one shame. It's one shame Beged. Also the Hadas, if it's miut she'eno mishulish, but the miut she'eno mishulish is mitzdarif to most of the hadas, which does have three leaves, and it's mashlim the shear because it's one unit. And this would also explain why nevela shebatla b'chut echad b'tshrei, if you have One piece of nevela and two pieces of shchutas, it's batel, but you're now allowed to eat them all together. Because then you know bechreach that you're eating the nevela. So if that's true, then how are you allowed to sit in a sukkah? That the miyud is mitzdarif lahashin lashir, it's the same thing. It's one unit. So just like you're now allowed to eat the nevela together with the shchutas as a unit, even though the nevela is batel, you shouldn't be allowed to sit in the sukkah. Where the miut was mashlim the shear of the sukkah, the miut hapasul. Based on what we said, you can't compare. Because by the schach, it's all considered one schach. And since it's all considered one schach, you foul the rov. Rubo kechula. So since rov is kasher schach, so we say akol, everything is kasher schach. The shame rov is chal on the miut. But by the nevela, we don't say that the shem shchuta is chal on the nevela. So you're allowed to eat the nevela separately because you assume it's the shchuta. Foul the rov. But it doesn't get a shem shchuta. And therefore you can't eat it together all in one shot because then you know that you're eating a nevela. But by schach, you look at the whole schach as one unit, and even though it's miut, it's pasul, doesn't matter, it gets the shame of the rov. But when nevela is batel b'shchuta, you don't look at it as one unit, that the nevela even gets the shame shchuta. Okay, this is a very, very big topic, very broad topic, and hopefully we will revisit it, it's Hashem, and see more and more neflos mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.